Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday night, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, personal relationship with Him. And central to that is our enhancing and really working on our ability to hear Him and to distinguish His voice from all others. In order to be able to step out and follow through with what God wants us to be doing, and that's being in relationship with Him, we're going to have that confidence that not only are we hearing from Him, but especially when we're not hearing from Him, to have that confidence that He is speaking to us in our spirit and we are hearing from Him in our spirit, that we don't need to be communicating with Him in a certain way for us to be receiving life from Him. So we want to be able to know, regardless of our perceptions of the way He's communicating with us, that at all times He is revealing Himself to us. And whatever way He chooses, we have that confidence that we can test, we can prove the Lord. We can know it is Him, whether He's revealing Himself to us through words, through creation, through feelings, through a sense of His presence, whatever way He chooses, we have that confidence that we know how to distinguish His voice from all others. Lately, we've been talking about His personal presence. And we realize that when it comes down to it, our relationship with God is being able to be exactly who we are, whatever our perceptions may be at any given time. That as a spirit being, He's already joined us to Him. And the checklist that we often have for ourselves, and even that was presented under the law, has already been checked off. That whole paper of standards, qualifications that have to be met, have been met. And He's marked it all off, done. His to-do list for us is done, not only for today, but for all time. So we can let our guard down. We can be honest with Him and with ourselves. And we can let Him speak to us whatever way He wants to, because we're no longer afraid of missing Him or misinterpreting Him. We know that as His sons, we can just go to Him and ask, God, Daddy, can you make this clearer? What am I missing here? A lot of us seem like we are going around the mountain again and again and again. Now, for some, you do need to double check and to make sure you're not missing your exit. But for others, it's God who has you going around that mountain over and over again. He's working out in you that patience and that persistence that can only come in a particular way. So my question would be, if that's what God has you doing right now, is that okay? You may not feel like you're getting anywhere, or that you're wasting time or not being productive, or you're getting behind. But if that's what God wants you to be doing right now, is that okay? And again, you need to check. God, is this, am I missing something? And then test it. Lord, is that you? But have that confidence that it's not God judging you. You've already been judged and found worthy of sonship. He's taken you into his family. We are now one with him, joint heirs with Christ, co-inheritors of all that that God has right now. You are a joint heir with Christ in his kingdom. Right now. And God's never going to take that away from you. You have that bloodline, that inheritance. But work needs to be done for you to be able to rule and reign as sons. That character that is within you is being developed and nurtured and exercised. So that what he wants to have accomplished in you is completed during this time here on earth. Now we know that we don't know what he has next. And that's okay. We're not going to be concerned about where our motivation is going to come from. There'll be times when we're just, oh, let's go. Let's, you know, I can see what God is doing. This is great. Let's do it. But there'll also be times when it seems like we're going around the mountain and God doesn't care. If there is a God, just hang in there. He's working in you. And a lot of times, you know, he may let you off this merry-go-round, and you may never know what it was all about. Is that okay? Now, if you've got any questions about that, or about his personal presence, go ahead and give us a call, and we can talk about it on air. Odds are that if you have questions about this, others do too. So feel free to call in 718-664-6988. We've also got the chat room open, and obviously I'm doing the program live, so I don't want to be distracted by that, but hang around, and after the show, if you've got any questions or comments, I'll be happy to address them there as well. So we've been talking about God's personal presence. and how that personal presence is different than the way he makes his other forms, makes his other kinds of presence known. God is also omnipresent, and he has a manifest present. In other words, God is God to everyone and to everyone and everywhere at all times. He is omnipresent. But he also has a manifest presence where he makes himself known at any time in whatever way he chooses. But then he also has a personal presence. And the big difference between the three is that in God's personal presence, you must be a Christian in order to experience that. God is omnipresent whether you believe him or not. God can make himself known whether you believe in him or not. But his personal presence is for us joint heirs, us spirit beings only. It's person to person. So value it as the treasure it is. So we've talked about how cultivating a quiet lifestyle creates an environment where his personal presence is welcome. We want to make God welcome in our lives. And we recognize that just as you and I would not go someplace where we're not wanted, neither will God. He wants to be wanted. And we show him and ourselves that he's wanted by making room for him in our lives. God's personal presence is also rest. We can be ourselves. We don't have to try to measure up to any expectations, ours or others, and we can just let him be the God. And this rest actually culminates in, often, in greater activity. But it's a restful activity because we are letting him do the work in and through us. God is also a shelter where he protects us and provides a refuge from criticism, from rejection, from being misunderstood. Not always by preventing it, but by providing a safe place to land after we've been kicked in the gut. God's personal presence is also a resort or a vacation home. He ministers to us. His spirit refreshes and restores our soul, just as a relaxing vacation refreshes and restores our body. He, God, ministers to us. God's personal presence is also active. As we depend on him and rest in him, he assigns us projects and tasks. Sometimes those projects and tasks are very quiet and nobody else may ever know about them. But they are active. Rest is active. God's personal presence is also objective. We don't have to guess about knowing God. We don't wonder, am I saved? We know we have experienced His personal presence because that experience is real. It changes us, and no one can argue with it. When God makes Himself known to us, there is no doubt. So we don't settle for guesswork. We don't settle for, oh, I think that was God. We may not feel closer to God or close to Him or understand or learn more about Him. And He may not change our outward activities as part of our resting in His presence. But that since we know that knowing us is His idea, He wants to know us, He is drawing us to Him and is removing all barriers according to His purpose and plan. God's personal presence also provides perspective. The more we know God, the more we see things from His grace-oriented perspective. We learn to accept Him. We learn to accept ourselves, and we learn to accept others unconditionally as we experience His love, acceptance, and honor of us and of others. We also gain appreciation for His way of doing things. Though we may not understand our circumstances, our past, our present, or our future, as we gain His perspective about our past, our present, and our future, we can at least endure them in rest because we experience His personal presence. We know He's in the room with us at all times. There'll be times when that's all we have, is that knowing that He's right there. Just as Jesus knew His Father was there while He was hanging on the cross. And He basically said, you know, Father, why are you just sitting there? Why are you letting this happen? Now, He could have stopped it at any time. All He needed to do was think it. And that was really the temptation that He resisted. All He had to do was think, no. And it could have all stopped. He could have stopped time, earth, everything could have ceased to exist. But instead, He chose to be active in depending on His Father for letting what was planned move forward. He had already gained that perspective of why He was going through it, because it was His Father's desire. So the perspective was not so much, He was not motivated so much by, okay, if you go through this, my son, you will bring many into the kingdom of God, into my kingdom. Now his motivation was, this is what I have for you to do. Will you do it? And He said yes. And there had been difficult things for Him to do previously. He had to let one of His good friends die. and he chose the disciple, brought him in and loved him, that he knew would betray him. These things were not easy for him. He had to abandon, leave willingly his mother, whom he had been caring for. These were difficult things to do. And yet, his father asked him to do a task. And he agreed to do it. And his father arranged all the circumstances that were necessary so that when that moment came, he would be able to remain dependent on Father. Not his own strength, not his own motivation, but he knew how to depend on his Father, even when his Father turned away. Whatever God has for you, he is training you for it. He will have you ready. So as we learn to become more and more aware of his personal presence, and we allow him to make himself known to us more and more, we can rest. And yet be more active. It's a strange coin. Rest on the one side, action on the other. But they are the same coin. The same call. It's the call to be, to act out who you already are in your spirit. Live up to your true nature. God's personal presence creates desire. Knowing God, knowing his presence, will birth a desire, a thirst to know him more. We become more and more willing to deal with everything that obstructs us from entering into that dependent relationship that we have had a little taste of. Any desire to know him comes from him. So we know it will not be denied by him. And we know that he will make a way for it to become reality for us. I've told the story before, and many of you have read it, from Madame Jean Guyon, and excuse the lack of French pronunciation, where she was abiding or living in a town where she was known for healing. And a woman went to her. The doctors had given up on her. And she went to see her. And her friend waited for her outside. And the woman came out after meeting with Jean Guyon. And her friend said, you know, what happened? And she said, oh, I must know God. I must know him. And her friend said, yes, but did you receive your healing? And her friend said, well, yes, yes, but I must know God. This is what we want to be focused on. All these other things will be added. They're all part of the same package. But the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And our main thing is dependence on God. If you're not being trained by God, you're not being trained. If you're not being discipled by God, you're not being discipled. If you're not being taught and motivated and healed by God, you're not being taught and motivated and discipled and healed by God at all. Is God big enough to meet your needs? Is he capable of knowing everything you've been through and what all your hopes and dreams and your disappointments? Does he know what your situation is? Does he care? Or does he care, but he's not going to do anything about it? Well, let's ask him right now. Lord, we just ask, what's going on here? You know, for each one of us, where each one of us is in a unique situation that you have created for us. And we just ask that you give us the encouragement, the direction, the motivation, the information that we need right now. So we're just going to take a minute and let him speak to us. Just ask the question, whatever it is you think you need. Lord, how do I answer this? What direction do I take? Why is this happening? Let him speak to you. Now let's test it. Very simple. Lord, is that you? Let's just double check. Let's just make sure there's no obstructions, no interference. We just take authority over any interference there might be. You must be still now. You cannot interfere in anything the Lord wants to do at this time. Regardless of your reason for being here, you cannot interfere. So, Lord, we just ask again. Make yourself known. Make yourself clear. You know what we need. And we just ask that you let us know, let us experience your personal presence. So just ask him whatever your question is, whatever your need is, make it known to him right now. Then, Lord, is that you? Now, as you receive from the Lord, take it seriously. Write it down. Follow it through. Lord, what do I need to do with this? How do I move forward on this? Lord, this isn't what I was expecting. As you step towards him, he's drawing you. As you step towards him, let that movement keep you going. Keep going towards him. He'll guide you step by step straight into his perfect plan for you. He's not going to let you miss it. So we'll be getting back together at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. So until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great evening.